Hey, After Buzzers, welcome back to Stumptown. I got an important question to ask you. Are you Team Gray or are you Team Hoffman? Stick around for the Stumptown After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling this opening. It's a new opening that I've heard. I'm super excited. What's up, everyone? I'm your host, Ollie Drennan. I am joined by a new host to the AfterBuzz family. She is an attorney, an actor, and a host. And I'm so honored for her to be with me today for her first ever after show. LaToya Blakely's in the house.
I'm super excited to be here, so thank you.
I'm super excited for you to be here as well. Welcome. Thank so happy you. To be here talking about this amazing show, right?
It's a good show.
Are you kidding me? Unfortunately, our other host, Shay Jones, is unfortunately, she's moving. It's a very stressful time in her life, so she cannot be here, but she's here in spirit. But yes, we're here for episode 2 of Stumptown. You know, missed connections. There's lots of missed connections,
lots
right?
Of connections, period.
Oh my, period. Period. And so, like I said, this is your first ever after show.
Yeah,
so I'm so excited for you and the future of, you know, your career with AfterBuzz and outside and, you know, just gaining new experience.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. I'm excited too.
All right. So we have lots to talk about.
Lots to talk about.
We got to talk about, you know, our girl Dex, Gray, Ansel, Hoffman, you know. So there's some drama going between Dex and Hoffman for sure.
Definitely.
And of course we have our news. You got some news for us later.
I do have some news.
And of course we're going to have some fun with our special segment, right? But first, before we get on to, you know, topic number one, I want to know your initial thoughts, LaToya. How are you feeling? Well, are you Team Gray or are you Team Hoffman? What do you think?
I think it's too soon for me to know. I kind of like them both right
All
now.
Right. They both have good qualities.
Exactly.
But what were your thoughts on episode 2 so far and everything that just went down?
It was action-packed.
Right.
Lots of punches thrown. Lots of, like, bloody lips.
Yes.
And a lot to follow.
And so lots of tickets, right? With Dex's...
Lots of tickets.
Oh, that's relatable. I'm not as badass as Dex. But I definitely have as much tickets for her, I will say that.
Well, I'm waiting to see what happens to that car.
Oh, God.
It's going to be missing one episode. She comes out and
it's on its last wheel, that poor thing. You know, I'm sure it has lots of sentimental value. I do like that this kind of theme of this episode was really focused on Dex's relationship with men. And, you know, we learn a lot. We'll talk about more in depth, but kind of like the juxtaposition between her relationship of meeting, like, Gray, for instance, and then going on to seeing, like, these strangers meeting up at a bar and, you know, and just, like, you never really know who you're going to meet or what someone's capable of and where they come from, just meeting them out randomly out at a bar or a club, you know?
That's so true.
There's lots to get into. So let's just get into it, because this flashback with Dex and Gray, you know, we come to find out, first of all, you know, you mentioned all the punches and whatnot. She hit that one robber with, like, a can of beans or something.
Use what you got, right?
Right.
Like, she used what she had.
I know.
And it was successful.
She did. And then she got him on the ground. She stole the shotgun. But then she meets Gray outside. And this was 6 years ago.
Yes.
And he buys her a beer. And come to find out, this whole flashback is kind of like 24 hours, basically. And the 24 hours she kind of spent with Gray. Mm-hmm. And so... it was very beautiful because we learned to find out that, yeah, they hooked up and whatnot, but their relationship never really progressed because of Dex's guilt over Benny, who was her ex, who she feels like she was the one who killed him in a sense.
Yeah.
And so she's so guilty. And so because of that, she said this quote that, if I cross the line, I kill everything. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that happened with Benny. She got feelings, you know, So what are your thoughts on kind of, like, this flashback and her relationship with Gray in general?
Well, I thought the flashback was really good. And it was a good way to show how they met at the beginning of their relationship versus who they are now.
Right.
You know, how they've kind of grown together as a couple and a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as her, like, the way she deals with men and her issues with men. I mean, I hate to say that I can kind of understand.
Right.
I mean, I don't feel like I kill everything, but I do feel like maybe when things are good, I get, like, panicked and do a little self-sabotaging.
Exactly.
So I can completely, like, identify with that.
No, I completely wrote that down, self-sabotage.
Right?
Like, it's like you're just... the fear of it, you know, the fear of possibly having, you know, those feelings or not acknowledging them. So I definitely love what Kobe's bringing to the character of Dex and the, just the way Dex is written, because she's just this flawed character that a lot of people can relate to that. Right. You know, she's not this perfect character who, you know, can, she's the perfect girlfriend or whatever, wife material, wife her up, you know, right? But I think that's what makes her special, because we're not perfect and we can see, you know, instances of ourselves with Index.
Definitely.
And I just loved seeing that kind of flesh out, even though it was only like a span of 24 hours with these characters. Mm-hmm. My interpretation of their relationship was that they never hooked up. I thought, because right now they're like completely platonic.
Well, they did.
Yeah, no, they did hook up. But like before that, I didn't think they did, you know? Because he's almost like a family friend.
Yeah, kind of like a brother in a way, the way he like protects her.
And to her brother Ansel, too. Like he's such a big bro to him, and he's such a good support system. So I was like, there's no way they ever hooked up. And they kind of, well, they did. And so it just didn't work out, right?
Right, right. But it looks like there could be something there in the future.
Yes. That's why I'm like, I'm posing the question to you guys. If you guys are listening, we do have a live chat. If not, that's totally fine. Comment down below. Are you team Gray or are you team Hoffman?
Before we move on, I just have to say that I do like how from the very beginning, Gray was very interested in like what was best for Dex. Mm-hmm. From like taking her to find her car and like giving her advice and you know, trying to get her to go on that cleanse. I just like that he was very invested in like what was good for her.
That cleanse, the detox.
We can all benefit from a detox every once in a while.
I tried it. Have you ever detoxed?
Yeah, 30 days. That's kind of my thing. Alcohol, sugar.
Oh my God. Give it up. I don't know if I can. I'm so Dex with that. Like I love my alcohol. Sorry. Yeah, the juice cleanse, I think I lasted a day. But I, speaking of the juice cleanse, I thought that was very, like, that was such a huge, like, symbolic, because I feel like she was almost detoxing from some of her old memories, too.
Oh, for sure.
So, like, yeah, she was juicing, which was really ha-ha funny, but I felt like that was kind of, like, repressing maybe, like, some of the harmful memories of maybe not Gray, but maybe, you know, Benny.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Any more thoughts before we move on? Because, I mean, I feel like we can go on, but.
Yeah, no, let's
okay.
go.
We can. Well, for that, I do just want to shout out you After Buzzers for being so amazing and letting us be the ESPN of TV Talk. It means so much to us, and I'm so excited to, you know, host with LaToya moving forward for this amazing first season of Stumptown. We do have multiple channels. We have our drama channel. We have our superhero sci-fi animation reality television competitions, because those are our guilty pleasures. You know, give us a like, subscribe, you know, share with your friends and family, comment, and join us in the live chat when you can, if you're able to. Right, LaToya?
Definitely.
Yes.
We need you.
Yes, we need you. You are just a part of the show just as much as we are, right?
Yeah.
And until then, like I said, thank you for letting us be the ESPN of TV Talk. So without further ado, LaToya, let's get on to our next topic. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, because so this was some shady connery, foolery, trifling girls, women. You know, I love me my girls, but these con artists, not so much Katrina, but Megan. Now let's talk about Katrina. Her name ain't even Katrina.
What is her name? I'm still not even sure.
No, it was Caitlin.
And then Kendra. And they called her Kelly. But, like, by the end of it, I was like, what is her actual name?
Right.
I'm not sure.
Okay, let's unpack this, because now I'm like, oh, my God, all these K names. I'm not. She's one of the Kardashians. Okay, so Alan is this fool. He's literally, he's a fool. That's why I say he's a fool. He, you know, approaches Dex at the bar, and he hires her to find this girl, air quotes, Katrina, because he met her, and apparently she gave him the wrong number. He pays her, or he doesn't pay her $1,000 to track her down. But, you know, Dex is able to track Katrina down. Drink every time I say, you know, air quotes, if you're of age. So what were your thoughts on this guy, Alan, you know, falling victim to, I don't know, what do you think? Because I still don't know if, like, Katrina is, like, being honest.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, first of all, what's her actual name?
Right.
I'm not sure. And if we don't know her name, how do we know if we can trust her?
I don't know. That's why I'm still just shocked at everything that went down, because she might be the biggest con artist more than Megan. Because long story short, in a nutshell, Katrina, I'm just going to call her Katrina because it's the easiest thing. Katrina and Megan were these con artists, and they were just basically conning all of these men, getting money out of them. Megan was the one who was apparently killing some of these men while, like, sucking all their funds. And Alex was their next victim, and it made it seem like Katrina was like this haha, like very innocent girl. She has an ex named Doug, and it was perceived that Doug was very abusive to her.
Yes.
Dex saved her.
Yeah. You know. And we still don't really know the whole story with Doug.
Right. And Doug actually seems like fine, you know?
Maybe. Except he was a little aggressive in the apartment.
Right. Dex beat his ass, you know?
Yes, she did.
Rightfully so at the moment because he was a little aggressive.
Yes.
But yeah, so much went down on that. So what were your thoughts of this whole process of just kind of finding out, you know, like who is lying, who's the con artist,
yeah,
and how Dex approached the situation? Because it ultimately worked out in her favor.
Dex. Yeah. I mean, it worked out in her favor in mm-hmm. terms of kind of cracking the case yeah. to a certain extent.
Right.
But like I said, I'm just wondering who is Katrina really?
Right.
And then, you know, Detective Hoffman.
Yes.
Hoffman at mm-hmm. the end said to Katrina,
yes,
this may be your biggest con yet.
Exactly.
And so my first question was, well, why hasn't Megan spoken?
Right.
Like, does Megan have anything to say about this?
Right. We didn't see that scene with Megan.
I know.
I don't know if we're ever going to get that scene.
Right?
But
what happened then? I don't know.
Megan just seemed like a, you know, B-I-T-C-H.
Megan was tough.
Oh, that fight
scene.
She
gave Kobe a run for her money.
That like, was my favorite.
Favorite on it.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, what was your favorite fight scene in this episode? Because I think that was my favorite, Megan versus Dex.
Yeah, and because she had long blonde hair, I didn't know who it was at first. Like, I didn't know if it was Megan or if it was Katrina.
I know.
Right?
That's such a good point that you bring up. I was like, oh, okay, this is Megan. We saw her face. She was a feisty one,
she
for
was,
sure.
For sure.
That was, like, probably her arch nemesis thus far in the season.
Right, and then when she said to Dex, I should have hit you harder at Alan's house, that was kind of like a right. good dig. Like,
yeah, I didn't know who knocked, because Dex, right. when Dex went over to Alan's house, she got knocked out, and we didn't really know who knocked her out. Was it Doug? Was it Katrina? Was it Megan? It was Megan.
Right.
But yeah, it was so good. So, any more thoughts? Because I think we kind of explained it a lot. But yeah, I think we're left on, was Katrina the whole mastermind at the very end? We
yeah,
still don't know.
We don't know.
Left it open to interpretation. Like, let us know, After Buzzers, what you thought of this whole con. Any more thoughts?
I just wonder if we're going to find out.
I know.
Like, if that storyline's done or if we're going to, like, revisit it and get some more information.
It was very interesting.
Was
like,
interesting.
I would love to see Katrina, Caitlin, Kiki, Kaylin, whatever her name is.
Karen.
I would like to, Karen, you know. But yeah, you did bring up our next topic, Hoffman, who is such an interesting character because he's like
so
this love.
Interesting.
He is. Those eyes, Mike Ealy's eyes.
You just can't say no. You can't.
You stare into
can't
them.
Say
they're,
no.
like, they're like the deadlights in It. And don't look.
Everything he's in, right?
It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
It's
I can see why Dex has some interest.
Dex
in him.
Has some interest. Like, no doubt.
So, before I get on to the main topic of Hoffman and Dex, what are your first thought impressions of Hoffman? Because you weren't here for the first after show. So,
right.
what are you feeling from him, maybe in episode one, but also this episode as well?
I think that Hoffman is a good guy
mm-hmm.
who takes his job serious.
Right.
I think that, you know, he probably has some past hurts and, like, relationship issues
right.
that will come out. And I think he's kind of intrigued by Dex. Like, definitely, clearly, there's, like, some sexual romantic interest
mm-hmm.
and maybe even, like, some professional admiration.
Yeah.
And so I'm just interested to see where that goes.
Yeah, he did stick up to her, like, for the lieutenant. You know, he said that we need her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's really proving herself. She's smart, Dex. She's doing things that we don't normally do as PIs, like, because they're the ones who
right.
are obeying the law. But PIs, they kind of go above me on the law a little bit.
Yes.
But I just wonder, I guess this is another question. Do you think, because I don't really know either, do you think Hoffman's at all, like, using Dex to his benefit? Like, using her at all just for sex? Or just to kind of, like, you know, keep her close just for his benefit of his job? Or
yeah.
do you think he has some feelings? I feel like you...
Yeah, I think he has some, like,
okay.
legitimate interests.
Like, he's not doing her, like... dirty.
I don't think so.
Okay,
I don't think so.
I kind of think I agree. I think that he's I kind of almost think they have, like, similar personalities or maybe
oh, yeah.
similar backgrounds, as you mentioned. Maybe they kind of come from maybe not a place of guilt, but I just wonder, because we saw the his friend's widow, right?
Yeah.
And so he's really close to her. Mm-hmm. I don't know if, how close he is to the widow. Because she seemed really... Apparently she got out of like a ticket or something using his name. She's like, oh, I know Hoffman. You know, I'm running late. I'm so sorry. I don't know. But yeah, I wonder what Dex thought of that, you know, seeing that from afar.
And... Oh, well, it was clear what Dex thought. She got a little jealous and felt some kind of way about that. I mean, right. I would feel some kind of way about that if I saw a woman rubbing on him after I just had a hot, steaming night.
I know. Especially, she's, like, stressed, too. She's stuck there. Lieutenant's being, a jerk. She's like, you're not going anywhere. So for her to have to see that.
Yeah. And the widow is a beautiful woman. Right? So I would be feeling some kind of way too.
I mean, Hoffman, he has options. Yeah. He's stuck between options. I'm sure he's in a great place right now. Feel like I was going to say something else about Hoffman.
I feel like you were headed towards, because you said something about guilt and then partner's wife. So I thought you were going to say something about like us potentially finding out what happened to the partner. And if
Hoffman
had something to do with.
Yeah, maybe so. No, I was going to say that, but that's a good theory.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's save that for predictions. Okay, if you have any more thoughts, because I was thinking maybe maybe Dex even sees similarities of Benny in Hoffman. Maybe. That's why she's like, oh, you know.
Maybe.
We'll see. Okay.
But isn't it interesting how you run from the sure thing? Because I feel like Gray's kind of a sure thing. And so you run from that to the unknown.
So maybe it's not Hoffman that she sees Benny. She sees Benny and Gray.
Maybe.
Oh my God. We just cracked the code. Thank you, Latoya. Oh my God. This is why you're here on the after show with me.
Thank you.
I love it. Oh my gosh. Any more thoughts about Hoffman? Because we do have to talk about a little, little shady, another shady character.
No, because we'll get plenty of Hoffman next episode. So we'll save that. Okay.
I hope so. You know, I love me my Michael Ealy for sure. I'm not a creep. Not a creep. I'll tell you who is a creep. This Jack character who just enters the bar with a gold tooth. If someone has a gold tooth, don't trust him. I don't care.
Very odd, singular gold tooth just kind of hanging out by itself. I agree.
It wasn't even the gold tooth. It was just his demeanor, walking in, being a creep to Ansel.
Yes.
Ansel's no punk. He's not going to accept a dollar.
Thank you.
You really saw the dollar.
A dollar?
No. He's not at least stupid.
Given like a 20.
Right. And then I can, yes, 20 for sure. 50, hell yeah. 100, you don't even have to say anything. But a dollar? Come on.
We all have our prices, but a dollar was not it.
Ansel knows his self-worth. But basically, Jack is this character who has, I didn't even mention this. I completely forgot. Gray is an ex-con.
Yeah.
And so he has history with this Jack character. And
right.
Basically, Jack needs money because Frank's coming after him, right? Am I getting this right?
So I just have
help
to
me break
say,
it down.
Yes, that I thought that Gray was kidding in the beginning when he said he was a felon. Clearly, he wasn't kidding.
right?
So apparently, Jack and Gray together were holding $500,000.
Okay.
Gray invested his half into the bar.
Right.
Jack spent...
He got $400 left.
Out of $250,000.
Gambling night? Gone wrong in Vegas?
I need to know how long they had this money.
Right.
Because maybe if he blew $250 in 5 years...
Make more sense.
Right, but $250 in like...
He's just not good with his money.
Crazy, right? So yes, Frank is coming back and Frank wants his money.
He wants that gold tooth. He's like, I'm going to get that money. I'm going to get my money back somehow. He spent the $200,000 on the tooth.
That's...
No, but like, it's such a horrible position for Gray to be in because Gray's actually doing something.
Yeah.
You know, like it's a bar, but he's a bartender, but bartenders are working their ass off.
Well, he's an owner.
Off.
It's his bar. Yeah.
And so he's working his butt off in some town.
And he's built a life for himself.
Right.
And I appreciate that he's like, no, everything I have is right here and I'm not running.
Right. And he looked at Ansel and like, that's my family, you know, and he probably think about Dex.
And I guess Jack just didn't run fast enough.
No. We see Jack at the very end where Hoffman's looking at his dead corpse. Okay. That was basically... Any more thoughts? Because we can get into predictions about what's going to go down. Any more thoughts?
I was surprised. That's all I'll say. I didn't expect that.
I was not expecting it either. So, speaking of that, why don't we get to our special segment?
Let's do it.
Because this is just perfect timing for this. All right. Oh my gosh. This is, ow, my head. I just got stumped. Welcome to our special segment on Stumptown After Show and After Buzz TV, where we tell our stumped moments. Where did you get stumped in this episode? Let us know. If you're tuning in the live chat, let us know. If you're not, leave it in the comments below or just tweet at us, right? You know, tweet, let us, yeah, you know, great. your stumped moments. Okay, do you want to go first? What stumped you in this episode?
What stumped me in this episode? I already kind of talked about it. Jack at the end. I wasn't expecting it.
Right. It was so soon.
It was so soon and kind of out of nowhere. And I'd forgotten about Jack. I thought that Jack was riding off into the sunset.
Right. He was like, oh, I'm out of here. What did he say? It's like, it's harder to shoot a moving target.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Frank, I wonder if he got shot. We don't even know that yet. Know. How did he?
Mm. I'm like, Hoffman, let us know the tea.
You did not. Next episode, maybe.
Oh, sorry. They don't drink tea in Stumptown. It's all coffee. It's all coffee.
All coffee.
Or maybe juice, because Dex is still juicing.
On that cleanse, so she's itching for that beer.
Oh, my God. That was a good one, because I'm like, Jack. Oh, ow. God damn it. That hurt. Damn it. No, that's a really good one, because I kind of agree, but because Jack, I mean, if a character gets a name and a backstory a little bit, I'm like, okay, they're sticking around a couple episodes. Yeah. But Jack is dead, and so Gray, but that means Gray might be next. Oh, I hope not. But what stumped me in this episode, there are so many freaking moments. But I think I'll go with, gosh, I don't know. I don't want to say Katrina. I'll say Katrina because I still don't know if she's real or not. Yeah. And poor Alan, that fool. I don't know if they got a happy ending. You know, you just never know who you're going to end up with if you go home with someone at a bar, or maybe not go home at a bar.
Well, let's not scare our AfterBuzzers out there who like to use certain ways to meet people and sometimes meet strangers at a bar. It's not always that crazy.
Are you referring to moi?
Or myself? I'm talking about myself, actually.
I'm getting red over here, LaToya. It's our first show, and you're already making me red. Well, that was our stump moment. That was our stumped moments. Look, I'm stumped right now. You stumped me, LaToya.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God, girl.
I felt that one, too.
Right? Oh, I feel like a hangover. Ooh. But anyways, let us know your stump moments, like I said, in the comments below or in the live chat. Until then, stick around for stump moments next month. Next week. Still stumped, y'all. So, LaToya, you got us some news, right?
I got some news. All
right. I'm excited. It's October.
It's October.
Yes.
So, October is Cancer Awareness Month. Colby Smulders, a.k.a. Zach, tweeted about it being Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month. And we found out that she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer at 25.
Right. And I totally didn't even know that. And I think it's so important for someone with her platform to really showcase that, because she has so many fans and so many people can, like, realize by learning her story and her being such an advocate of it, like, they can feel like they're not alone and that they can have someone to look forward to, like Kobe, you know, for, you know, peace of mind.
And I think it's just important that we all get checked.
Right.
And, you know, that we're taking care of our bodies and that we're being proactive. I know it's also, well, I think it's just Cancer Awareness Month in general, but my aunt is a breast cancer survivor. And awesome. So she posted today about it being Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so going to the doctor, doing our checks, whether it's self-checking or getting checked by the doctor, and just making sure we know our bodies and we take care of our bodies.
No, it's so important. I love that. This is why October is such an influential month, for sure. And Vito, did you have any more information about Kobe?
Yeah, so just so you all know, Kobe Smulders was diagnosed with ovarian cancer 11 years ago when she was 25. She's fortunately now cancer-free. But she was dealing with it for a while she was on set. And she quotes from this article that is from Parade.com. This is something that I went through, and I don't want to forget about it. I want to continuously learn from it and continue to be on top of my own health. And she directed a PSA last year and kicked off a campaign that was donating $5 to ovarian cancer patient organizations every time somebody retweeted her things. So I wonder if she's going to do it again next year. I bet we can stay on the lookout for that on her Twitter.
Oh my gosh, definitely. Go give her a follow, and if she does, retweet it, because that's so important. Thank you so much, Vito, for that info.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course. So important. Oh, so good. It's so wholesome. And so, because like cancer can really just come and just take you like that, and it's so scary, and you never know someone who's struggling with it.
And you know, they always say, like, illness doesn't discriminate, cancer does not discriminate against like age or gender or ethnicity. Like, healthy, unhealthy, like it can, you know, hit anyone. Mm-hmm. And so it's just so important to really mm-hmm. take care of yourself.
And I love Kobe. She's such a badass for being so strong and like going through like all of her, all of the, you would never know that she went through that through like those 11 years and like what she would have, can't even imagine what her state of mind was.
Right. And to be diagnosed with cancer at 25.
You know, when your life is just starting.
Right. Like, that's right? So scary.
Jesus. Yeah. Y'all, After Buzzers, we love you. Take care of yourself. Get your checkups.
Definitely.
We love you. That's it. I was waiting. I don't know why I was waiting for a sound effect. Sorry. But why don't we get on to our predictions? Because we got to wrap up, unfortunately.
Okay. Predictions.
No. Oh, my gosh. Now, I don't want to wrap up. I'm sorry. I always throw it to you. Do you want to go first? I'm trying to think.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. I feel like you were onto something.
Well, I'm expecting more hot moments with Dex and Detective Hoffman. And maybe I'm hoping for more hot moments. But I'm also expecting some steaminess and like unexpected / kind of expected surprises with Gray mm-hmm. and Dex. Because to me, it is clear that there is some like unfinished business. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I would love to see that, you know, Dex and Gray dynamic maybe explored yet again. But I don't know. I feel like they can't do that just yet, unfortunately, just because Frank is after Gray and it's going to throw a monkey wrench up in there and ruin that whole romantic storyline of them. So I feel like Dex is just going to be distracted with Hoffman, which is totally fine. I don't, who could blame her? But for some reason, I think there's going to be another distraction with Dex. Like, I feel like there's going to be some other love interest.
Oh, probably.
I mean, who wouldn't want a love on Dex? Kobe Smulders. Like, she's so freaking phenomenal. But I'm just really worried because I feel like Ansel's so, like, he's such a smart character, but I feel like he's so vulnerable and I don't want him. I don't know. I'm expecting him to get captured.
Really? You
know? Yeah, because he's so vulnerable. And, like, that's one of the only characters that Dex really cares about, you know? Like, her brother. And, like, she cares about Gray, you know? Yeah. So I feel like those two are so vulnerable, and I think Frank is gonna come in there and just, like, grab one of the characters and hold him for ransom, and it's gonna be terrible. That's what I'm thinking.
That's a good prediction.
Yes, and this is based on a graphic novel, which I have yet to read, but I feel like I'm gonna take some time, maybe this weekend, to go to my local comic book store and actually grab it if I can find it, or maybe I'll just Amazon it, Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And read it. But I'm afraid of also spoiling myself, but I think it's very important to, you know, check out the source material.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to that. Any more predictions?
Nope, that's it. I think that covers it.
This show is really good at showing like not too much too with their previews.
Right. But they keep you like in.
Yes.
Like
I'm so
action packed and it keeps you on your toes and they're good with the surprises. Right?
I'm digging it because there's so much action, as you mentioned. There's like 3 fights an episode. But so much. Yeah, there's at least. Come on. It's at least. But also on top of that, there's just so much comedy and so much heart and comic relief with it.
It is.
And that's why I'm loving it. You guys are killing it, cast and crew. Shout out to y'all. But until then, we do have to wrap up. Thank you guys so much for joining us. It's just been a blast. And your first after show, congratulations.
Thank you.
Like, Toya, you killed it. Like, you were awesome to talk to.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for letting me have you and being a part of the AfterBuzz TV family now.
Thank you.
But until then, where can we find you on social media? And anything you want to plug, you know, shout, put it out there, girl. Okay, to the universe.
I'm on Twitter and Instagram. It's just my name, Latoya Period Blakely.
All right. And, of course, I'm nothing special. I'm your host, Ollie Drennan. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. And until then, next week for episode 3 of Stumptown. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.